I'm not dead this week. Hi, I'm Adam.
Yes, you are.
And that's Paul. And this is Gamercast, episode 41. We're back.
This week being the 10th of September 2006. Which I think it's nice to have the date in there, because it's the date, and it's good.
And it allows people to realise where they've been listening to this, and just in case they listen to this and go, oh my god, I'm like 3 weeks out and I'm missing loads of episodes. And they can download
the rest and fucking drive up our bandwidth costs.
Yay. Okay, so first up, letters. We actually have a letter.
Yeah, we normally have a letter. I mean, this is all letters just back from April.
Whoa, that's a lot.
If you really want to get hardcore,
go hardcore.
April to November.
Whoa. A lot of life.
December even. Hey, look, there's an email from that noob telling us to change the name of our podcast.
Oh yeah, I remember about that. Anyone that hasn't listened to any of the really old episodes, a long time ago, some dude basically wanted us to change the name of Gamercast, because theirs is called Gamercast, even though we actually have Gamercast.net is our address, and they had nothing to do with Gamercast written as their address whatsoever.
Yeah, man, and they only did like two shows, and they were like 3 months apart, and it's like, what? We're doing a show every week.
I think as soon as they realised how many shows we were doing, they didn't even say anything again. They just announced that they were changing their name.
No, they didn't change their name. They emailed someone else and they got them to change their name.
Yeah.
So we were just like, dude, no way, we're not changing our name. We may not be the first Gamercast, but we're the only one that actually does anything, so...
We're rocking. Oh, yeah. Man. Right, this week's letter.
Oh no, I'm stuck in February.
it's
from Wiss. He says, I've introduced some people to Gamercast. I'm not sure if they will always listen, but it was worth a try. Damn right, it's worth a try.
Yeah. Hello to those people that are now listening.
Yeah, man.
Welcome.
I will also post things on MySpace. Oh, he should have included the link to MySpace so we can have a look. To get people to have a look at the great work you two are doing. Great work. Anyway, I found a funny video about PS3 on game trailers. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but it made me laugh. Not because of silly German PS3 man. I had a look at this website, but I couldn't actually find what video you were talking about. So it's one of these on this site here. But I don't know which one it is. Because there's like 50 of them listed, and most of them just seem to be normal trailers, so I'm not really sure which one he's on about.
Yeah, if you could resend us
Kutaragi
a post.
Oh my god, oh my god.
For which one it was it saying?
Kutaragi, Sony's hardware strength may be declining. Really? No shit. With your batteries exploding in Dell and Apple computers, and the PS3 blowing up. Wow, man. What a nutcase. Right, anyway, so that was from Wiss. So thank you for sending that in. If you want to send us an email or whatever, feedback@gamercast.net, or reply on the actual blog at gamercast.net.
Yeah, it would be nice to see what you actually were going on about. We'll, if it sounds funny, not in the sense of it sounds funny or it doesn't sound funny, but I mean,
funny.
The verbal of the video is actually hilarious, and we'll actually play it through the episode as well.
Yeah.
Like chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Get me some motherfucking chocolate milk, you promised me. Oh, that was a great episode.
12-year-olds and Xbox, not a good combination.
No. Haven't been on live.
They should stick to their fucking PlayStation.
Yeah. Right.
New releases this week.
Yep.
We've only got three, because that's the only three I could think of, because Catherine didn't email me the list, I don't think. If she did, it got disappeared in the mail. Dead Rising on Xbox 360, Enchanted Arms on Xbox 360, and LEGO Star Wars 2 on Xbox 360.
Dead Rising seems to have had a real good running start from the looks of things. I was talking to Mark in HMV, and he said that it completely sold out straight away. Everybody's been buying it up, so it seems like a popular game that's been out. Well, people have been waiting
for 360. Okay. LEGO Star Wars was actually due out tomorrow, but
some people
broke the streak day, so it was released Friday.
Yeah, it was supposed to be released on Monday with the new release of the Star Wars Trilogy double box set. This is a single film box set. It comes with the original and new release of the film on one on each disc. So you have to buy them individually, which is a bit of a pain in the ass, but it is a limited thing only. It will be by December. You will never be able to get hold of this ever again.
Yeah, right.
Till they do it again.
No point, just wait for the HD DVD release.
Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah, that's the new releases. There's probably loads more, but tough shit.
Yeah.
Stop doing that, it's making noise.
Alright, I'm finished.
I said stop, man, not go.
I'll get the silent one out.
Right, so yeah, this week's news was rather interesting.
Oh, it was good news. There's nothing like... There's no good news like Sony bad news. Go on, I know you want to say it.
PlayStation
3 has been
sucks.
Delayed till March next year. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so basically what Adam was trying to say is the PS3 has been delayed in Europe until March 2007.
Mm.
Mainly because of component shortages.
Now, we were saying this before. This does sound, you know, it's deja vu. Can you remember another console port that did this a while ago?
PlayStation Portable?
Yes. Not enough components.
Spring 2006. November 2006. March 2007. And with the PSP, it was November 2004. Then it was March 2005. Then it was September 2005.
So let's have a look. What
September
happened? It was supposed to be released in Europe at the same date, the PSP, as the Nintendo DS. Now, the Nintendo DS came off running really
fast.
Well,
originally the PSP was a worldwide release.
Mm.
In November 2004, like the PS3 worldwide release, where they're launching it in two countries. Not bad at worldwide launch, two countries out of what, 270? Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Actually, it's a bit crap.
It
might be coming out in Canada, actually. I'm not sure if it's just the US or North America in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they had already revised their figures, their numbers. They were originally expecting to ship 6 million by the end of the year. Then it was revised to 2 million. And then Europe was cut off because if they did release it, a store would only have like 10 consoles to sell.
Mm.
Which would have been great. I want a PS3. I want a PS3. You can't get any because there aren't any. So fuck off. Fucking noob.
Here, you can buy the second part. PlayStation 3 crappy controller. It's a Revox PlayStation 2 crappy controller.
Well, I'm still
can't
waiting.
Have the console, though.
I'm really waiting for the. I can't wait for the launch of the PS3 because we're going to have so many people coming in saying, my controller's faulty. It doesn't vibrate. And I'm going to go, you noob. You're a fucking noob. It doesn't vibrate.
It never will. Ever again. And it's like, oh my god. You know, it's a new thing, this whole wireless thing.
Are they going to still call it DualShock? Because it's called DualShock because of the vibration, wasn't it?
Yeah, but look at the Xbox 360 controllers.
What about?
Well, they vibrate, don't they?
Yeah, that's because Microsoft pay whoever to license the technology, just as Nintendo pay whoever to license the technology. Sony doesn't have any money to pay anybody.
Exactly. That's why when the controller failed, they just basically remade their old one using hashtag-made together Wii-style controls with a plug-in cable that can unplug. What should we use for a casing? PlayStation 2 controller is pretty good. We got plenty of them laying around warehouses. Won't have to worry about parts of that.
Yeah, all the faulty consoles that go back to them. Oh, we just use those controllers.
It's like if you've got, if you're quite an old gamer who listens and you've got kids, and it's kind of like, it's like that bit I read. It's like, where do all the calculators go? To calculator heaven? It's like, where do all the PlayStation 2 controllers go to? Well, son, they go to a really big factory where they get gutted open and made into PlayStation 3 controllers.
Pwned.
Recycling at its best.
Yeah, so, woohoo, I can't say I'm, like, surprised, but, you know, whatever.
You know, how long have we been saying about something going to slip, and here it is.
Exactly, man.
Can Sony really afford to slip like this, considering the fact that we could be out at any moment? We as a Ninja
November 24th is the date I've been hearing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, and it's just going to... There, and it'll be there. People will be having... Especially in Europe, because obviously this is different in Japan, because everything will sell successfully in Japan because of the style of culture out there. America, there's plenty of people to buy it, and it will be out on time, but... Europe, people are going to have a lot of money sat in a pocket burning holes, and they're going to be looking at the nice 360 with loads of games out and the brand new Wii working like a console has never worked before. So are they going to be able to keep that money in their pocket and wait until next year? That's the big question. You already had someone come into the store today saying about...
Yesterday. I Skyped off today.
what was he saying?
He said he was fed up with the way Sony were, you know, pushing back the release date all the time, and he's going to buy a 360.
Yeah. People will just get fed up, and it's like...
There was a guy last week, he was with his kid, and he said he was going to get his kid a PS3 for Christmas. And already at that point, I was going to tell him, dude, you're probably not going to get one. And now, this week, I mean, no, you can't get one.
Mm.
You'd have to import it.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to import all your games. So good luck with that.
So yeah, that's pretty...
Don't do that. This is a serious podcast, not some stupid thing for you to make crappy noises.
Okay. Next on the list.
Next on the list is Xbox 360 HD DVD drive. We've had some rumor details.
Mm-hmm.
£200 price point. And there will be an official 360 bundle with an HD DVD drive included.
Which is nice to hear.
That's included in the bundle, not included in the actual box. It's still an external drive. It's just all in one box when you buy it.
Yeah, a bit like how some of them have been, like, you go buy an Xbox and it actually came
and it comes with
Halo.
A controller. Cool!
Or it came with Halo actually inside the box. It'll be like this. It'll be a different style Xbox 360 box with the HD drive in with the 360, but they're not going to be attached or anything. It just means you get it in there with the price. I imagine most places will be doing some sort of their own bundle where you'd be able to buy a new console and get one put in with money off sort of thing to keep the sales going. So the good thing is it means if you already got a 360, then you can just go spend the £200 and get the upgrade.
The best thing is, ignoring which side will win, Microsoft have already said if Blu-ray takes off, we'll do a Blu-ray drive.
Mm.
Sony are just saying we're Blu-ray only.
Yeah.
So if HD DVD wins, which it looks like it's going to win, Sony are fucked.
Yeah, Microsoft are basically saying...
Microsoft say, oh yeah, if that's the standard, we'll put that in the machine.
Yeah. At the moment, everybody, even the DVD standard, is it called an association?
DVD Forum or DVD Consortium, whatever.
Yeah. They're liking this whole, because we mentioned this on the show last week, didn't we, about they like DVD and they like this HD, because everyone's buying HD TVs.
Everybody
now
knows what HD means and everybody knows what DVD means.
So it seems a more popular thing. That's the reason why Microsoft have gone for it, because that...
Well, Microsoft have
popular.
Gone for it because it's not as bogged down in cover protection as Blu-ray.
Hmm.
Because Microsoft were concerned about Blu-ray not playing on any PC, because the film studios can quite easily do that.
Mm.
Microsoft wanted a format which can not only play on a PC, but you can make copies on the PC.
Yeah.
HD DVD, every film guarantees mandatory copies.
Exactly.
So I can copy it on this machine, watch it on my tablet.
Exactly. It keeps that...
Stream it across the network
that
or whatever.
Connectivity across. And also, like, the reason of your... Like, I remember we were sat
which is
here.
That is why Microsoft and Intel support HD DVD, because it's much more flexible, unlike Blu-ray, which is crap.
And it's all compatible, because I remember one episode, your dad yelled up and asked you after the episode to convert, I think it's one of the Star Wars movies, across from your DVD copy onto your server, so he'd watch it on the 360 downstairs through the network.
Did he?
Yeah, I remember him asking about that. You know, so...
Well, that's a funny thing, because it wouldn't be put on the server, I'd put it on this one. Because this is the media center extender.
Okay, well, it was... I presumed it was being put on there, but I just remember it being...
Oh yeah, that was when that was the the film with Star Wars people in.
Yeah. So yeah, it allows the connectivity to be there, and also the fact that, like we said before, the names Vista's already got it built in HD DV movies.
What do we want to do? We want to.
The fact
because
that
yeah, Sony's Super Audio CD format won't play on a PC.
Yeah.
Which is why it sucks.
You know, people will buy 360 and they'll look, right.
And it won't play on a PC because the PC can't do it. It won't play on a PC because Sony refused to license technology to anyone in the PC business because they don't want their crappy music copied.
Mm.
Fuck that. I want it put on my fucking hard drive so I can listen to it without putting a fucking disc in. You're putting a disc in? What the fuck is this? The 1980s? Dude!
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, carry on. Stop letting me interrupt.
You buy a 360. You look at it, it says Xbox 360, high definition out of the box. You look at the games, every box is high definition. They're releasing a high definition DVD drive. People, they said that the sales of high definition TVs have gone up because nobody could find a reason to buy one bar the Xbox 360. Now, Sky have come out with their high definition channels. The new DVD's going to be coming out, so people are going to be like, oh my god, yes. Why go out and buy a really, really expensive DVD player? I'll just buy this from my 360 and go Microsoft high definition with my high definition thing and hook it up to my computer and media center. And yeah, it just that connectivity is there. It doesn't feel like you're going so far and then someone going, I'm very sorry, but this is copyright and you cannot have anything to do with PC or this, that, and the other. And it's
like, what? Dude, fuck off.
Exactly. So it looks like it's going the right way. And I'm liking this whole bundle system as well. Looking very nice. Very nice indeed.
Yeah, woo.
Right.
Speaking of copy protection shit, DRM sucks. So yeah, even though this DRM on HD DVD allows copying, there should still be no DRM whatsoever.
Mm.
But it's a lesser of two evils.
The spawn of the damned. Right. Next is Team Fortress 2. We've actually watched a gameplay
introduction to the classes type video. You can find it on Google Video by just putting in TF2.
It shows some interesting parts of the game being played from outside of the perspective of the body, including also from the perspective, so you can actually see that from that.
You can
really
see what the gameplay is like.
Yeah, from that video, you can see that the gameplay is not that is barely anything off from what you saw of that original release video, and in all the PC articles and stuff on the internet. So it looks really nice, as well as the fact of showing all of the players using their weaponry a bit more, and also, as Paul mentioned to me, the maps are basically a rehash of the originals.
The map most used was 2-4 redone. It was in a sort of farmhouse setting because you had like
cows mooing and stuff like that.
And the other one was that really cool map with the really twisty staircase up to the flag. I can't remember. It was a really huge map. It was released after Team Fortress Classic was released. It was in one of the updates, and that was a really nice map.
But no, I must admit, I was highly impressed with the way that it looks. The style of it is very interesting, and the gameplay.
Rocket jumping is still in it. Hopefully, conch jumping won't be, because that's fucking ridiculous.
The engineer making that little
sentry gun
just blowing the crap out of him, that was just a classic moment.
The old sentry gun looks better though.
It's going to be one of those games that I'm definitely going to like, because with my animation background, I like that sort of cartoony sort of,
because it's easier than animating real people.
Yeah, and it looks nice. I like it. It appeals to my sense of humour, and to be able to play that sort of game with that sort of humour in it, I must admit, for me it's really appealing. But for all those classic Team Fortress 2 players and everything else, Battlefield 2 players and everybody out there that likes that sort of thing, it's going to appeal to them really big. So this is a big one coming up. The only thing I'm bothered about is what Steam's going to be doing with the whole having, you know, we're going to have to go through this all over again, download Steam, be on the internet and all that.
Yeah.
Same as
unless you get the 360 version.
Yeah. Right. As well released. Announced on.
Here we go. Adam is talking about his crazy games again.
massive multiplayer online. Well, Paul will whinge while I talk about it, but
no, I'll just go to sleep.
Yeah, you go to sleep, man. Announced was issue 8 for City Heroes and City of Villains. Issue 7 that was previously out was an aspect more towards the villain side of everything that would allow you to go on, because a lot of people complaining about the villain side of things, because it was like, well, it's just the same as Heroes, there's no difference, you know, I'm a villain, I want to go rob banks and stuff like that. So they've re-changed it all so that you could actually do stuff that villains would be doing, and change the aspect to it to meet up with that. Now on issue 8, they called it Protect and Serve. Most of the updates are specifically hero only, allowing you to go onto missions where you would be able to go onto the police scanner, be able to find out what's going on, and go to specifically made missions where you're going to stop villains doing what their missions were in issue 7, so heist, kidnaps, assassination, stuff like that.
Assassination is bad.
So there's lots of things like that. A lot of the new missions have got this aspect of your teleporter, your hero teleporter, that whenever you get injured teleports you back to the hospital, which is basically when you get KO'd, that's how you respawn, or you can respawn to your base. A lot of mission nows have put in a interceptor, so as soon as you hit hospital button, instead of going back to the hospital in the nearest safe map, you actually get shoved in jail on the bad guy's map, and you've got to get your teammates to fight their way to you and break you out, or you'd be a really powerful break yourself out. As well, Pocket D area, which was known for the area created, pretty much they had a big thing about it in Valentine's Day, where you could go down there and fight with heroes and villains together. For the first time, heroes and villains can officially battle each other using the area kiosks. So it's basically a recreation of the Colosseum in Galaxy City, but now it means that you would be able to pwn against villains without it being PvP.
Pwn.
Which is quite nice. I would continue to talk, but Paul's just removed the webpage.
Oops. There you go.
As well, one thing that I'm really looking forward to, in the massive multiplayer online game Star Wars Galaxies, they had a thing called Veteran Rewards, which meant that if you were playing the game for a set amount of time, they would allow you to pick a veteran reward for
veteran dude
for a character. So with mine, I've had the Millennium Falcon kind of half semicircle chair to put in my Millennium Falcon that I had. You could buy like a miniature of R2-D2 or a holograph projector that would project a hologram of a character from the film or something like that. They brought this into City Heroes for this release, for heroes and villains as well. The aspect would be from the when you originally created your account onwards, and the amount of gameplay time that you've been using. Not on the amount that you've actually been playing the game, but I think it would be more set on how long you've been having your account active. And when you go over to a set, from the looks of things, it's around about a 3-month period, I believe, it will allow you to unlock special costumes, powers, badges, and some other things that they haven't mentioned yet, which might be new to the game. So it means that if you're a hardcore player and you're playing all the time, there's going to be some new stuff coming out, and it doesn't mean that you have to be a higher level character to be able to get hold of this really groovy stuff. It means, you know, you could have a really cool power added to your character at level 10 just because you've been playing the game for ages, even if you don't level up quick and you're crap at it.
I was playing Hexic earlier on.
Yeah?
That game's fun. It's a lot more fun than your City of Heroes. Crap.
Yeah, that no release date for issue 8.
It says November 2006.
Oh, November 2006. I didn't see that put on before. Well, that's good.
At least I'm paying attention to your crazy webpage.
Thank you.
Right.
Right, to the review. I bought myself a copy of
review of what? Lego Star Wars. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Let's better write this in.
Yeah. Lego Star Wars 2. I bought it on the PC.
Hang on, I'm going to do my review of Chess Titans on Windows Vista. The cool thing with this game, oh my god, it comes up there as well.
Yeah, there's a little Lego brick.
And it's got the funky ratings. Yeah, anyway, on with my review of Chess Titans. It's like chess, and you can move pieces like chess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like virtual chess.
I thought it was in 3D.
It is, so I just turned the tab on the right. Whoa! Okay, let's not do that.
You broke it.
Okay, I would review chest tires, but it's just gone crazy on
it
me.
It was flat, and then he made it 3D and broke it. Let me carry on my review of Star Wars then. I let Paul have a little play on it. One thing that is very, very nice in the operating systems, it says requirement. It was Windows 2000 XP and Windows Vista. So
it's first game that has got Windows Vista in the system requirements.
And it slots right into Vista straight away. It's already got a pre-made logo of
humongo big ass Windows Vista style icon,
which is really nice, of a
Lego brick
with Lego Star Wars 2 written on the side of it, which is very nice.
And it's got all the performance rating stuff. Game requires a system of 2, recommended system of 3. Mine's 4 because my computer rocks.
So yeah, I was fairly impressed with this game.
So that's good, man, having it all plug in straight away. Although no rating has come out, that must be a bug on Sonic.
If you've ever played the first one,
it's like the first one, only better.
Yeah, much, much better. If anybody noticed that when playing through the whole entire game, you felt like this was really, really good, but you felt very narrowed in what you could do, and that it was more could be done. Always more could be done to this game. They did it. There's a lot more of gameplay usable from the original trilogy. I was playing New Hope today, and it took me ages just to get all the way through it. Storyline is absolutely hilarious with the cutscenes. They've got a little bit more humour into it.
Although the first game was still quite good.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
The bit where it shot the spacecraft and the two guys looked at each other and then just fell down.
Yeah, it's that classic humour. The characters themselves are much better. As you let go of the controls and allow them to stand still, they will take a pose. Princess Leia's got the hands on the hips, kind of, look at me, I'm sexy.
Look at me, I'm sexy, I've got square feet.
And no tits. Like Han Solo, I can't even describe how he looks, but he does look very cool.
He's an arrogant bastard.
Yeah. And when he puts his gun away, he kind of spins it on his finger and slides it in.
You're on that original, isn't it?
The humour on it is quite good. The aspect of being able to create your own vehicles while going through. I was on the Mos Eisley level, and it actually allows you to open up some compartments and use Obi-Wan Kenobi's force powers to pull these items out. And then Luke built them, and then Obi-Wan uses the force powers to build it into an AT-STAT, and you can jump in the AT-STAT and ride around and blow the crap out of stormtroopers. The other aspect that was quite good to the game was in the first one, only Jedis could move Lego because you had to use the force. In this one, there are many different ways about being able to build Lego. There's standard going around and using your hands, so any character can go up and all the Lego kind of jumps up and down a bit to kind of give you the idea that this is standard Lego build. So you go up to it, you build the item. Some things will require a Jedi's use, and normally you've got like Obi-Wan with you, and then later on you'll be able to use Luke, and you'd be able to move things about, move things off the wall. As you go through the levels, you'll notice a lot of stuff requiring the force controls, but haven't got anything to do with the game. They've really pushed the ability to be able to play the level over and over and over again. I've come across many areas where you actually have to be a bad guy to actually get into them, as well as you have to be a bounty hunter. So if you're Greedo or you're Boba Fett, there's areas and unlockable things for you to do as those characters. So the game has been expanded at a large amount, as well as the vehicles that you can use in land. The only ones I've used so far is the AT-STAT and Luke's speeder.
What about the big AT-AT walkers? Has it got them in it?
Yes, it does. This is what I was about to get onto. When you go onto the first level of Empire Strikes Back, when you go onto the Hoth battle, instead of it being playing as the character and you're going around, you're actually playing as a vehicle. So you get your character's in the vehicle and you can fly around as a snowspeeder. So you tie up all the AT-ATs and you shoot them all down and you fly around.
Why do you want to do that?
You got to stop them from attacking Hoth, even though you fail.
Who cares?
As well as the last level on New Hope, you get to do the whole going in with the X-Wing down onto the Death Star, which was quite cool. So flying around in an X-Wing, shooting everything, and it was
I'm gonna have to get that far.
It is very good.
Because the walking about stuff isn't that entertaining, to be honest.
Yeah, it's... If you play the first one, you like it, you will like this. But if you play the first one, you were straight away...
I mean, you can't even control which way the camera points.
No, it's still...
I mean, this static, is such a console game.
It's still the static control. The one thing that I do like about this, especially if you're thinking, I could buy it on my PlayStation 2, or I want to... Might on my PC. I bought it on the PC. It works absolutely lovely on the... You've got to have a good PC, though, to run it.
And no, you don't. Windows Vista says you only need a 2 PC or a 3.
Yeah, you need pixel shader and a good graphics card, but apart from that, the rest of it doesn't really matter.
Well, if that's the case, and you've got a system of 1, like my tablet.
I forgot my train of thought there.
Ooh, that's what happens when you let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
You were talking about Lego Star Wars.
Yeah, I knew that bit. Right, what else is there? As like the other game, you still had the ability to go up to the bar. This one's set in the cantina on Mos Eisley, so you go up to the bar and you can use your money that you collected from the little bits of Lego to buy new characters, hints.
Buy new characters?
Buy
sick.
Extra,
slavery is wrong.
Buy extra weaponry, or like in the last one, you could
buy
actually
a nuke.
You could buy a broomstick, so all Jedis would go around and instead of lightsabers, they'd be with broomsticks, smacking the crap out of everyone with a broomstick. You know, just comical things like that.
Is a broomstick as effective?
Yeah.
Why don't we just use a fucking broomstick then instead of a stupid light stick?
But yeah, loads of bits like that, as well as the really cool character editor. So as you unlock all the characters you go through, you get more and more pieces of Lego to actually build your own character. The cool thing about this, instead of having to try and name the character yourself, then the generator uses different parts of the body to order the names so that you actually have, you can have Snow Lando Cowboy, because it's Lando Calrissian in a snowtrooper outfit with a cowboy helm.
Wow.
So you can make your own stupid characters. So
you can
you
still give them a name anyway?
I'm not too sure, you might be able to. I only had a little play with it because I only played with it when I went on the first level, and you don't have much to pick one from the first level. Once you've gone through and completed most of the levels, you have a wide range of characters to create from. You know, if you really were a complete Star Wars geek, you could always create the original Stormtrooper. Basically, you make a normal Stormtrooper, you just give him a lightsaber. Because Stormtroopers originally did have lightsabers in the original concept of Star Wars.
Woo.
Yeah, woo.
So what would you give it out of 5 then?
Out of 5, I'd definitely give it a 4, because once I started playing it, I could not get off it. I would definitely say that a lot of the things that made me kind of like, yeah, I played Star Wars Lego once, I don't really want to go through that all over again. With this one, I feel like I want to go back and try and unlock everything, because it seems more fun. Before, it was just do the same thing again and again and again and again.
Go around corner, shoot guys. Go around corner.
This, it seems like...
Pull this switch.
As you're running along, you're seeing little hints to lots and lots of stuff you can do, but it's like, sorry, you got to wait until you've unlocked more before you can come back and enjoy all this stuff again. So it's got a nice go back and replay again. The dropping in and out is quite nice, so you don't have to play multiplayer now. You literally can...
Just press start.
Yeah, and it jumps in and out like classic arcade. I couldn't remember if the last one did that, or it was literally you only did... No, it was. It was only in free player. Whenever you played the free mode, you did it, or you had to do a special thing with it. But this one, no matter what you're doing, the player 2 can jump in, carry on playing, then compress the button, jump out, and you can carry on as what you were doing before. And it does not matter what you were doing, if you were doing a special mission, bonus mission, free play on any of the levels, or you were actually trying to complete a level. So I was very impressed with it. I should shut up now.
So 4 out of 5, I'd give it
for first two levels
2 out of 5.
It got better though.
Well, if it gets better, then I might revise my rating. We're judging on that. I mean, especially if it was a first person shooter, then maybe
we might have to create a mod for Team Fortress 2, first person shooter, you go around in Lego.
Yeah, and then get sued.
Oh yeah,
get George Lucas and the Lego people after you.
We want money out of it. What do you mean we want money? We never made any money. It's free.
Exactly. Give us money.
We'll give you a copy for free. Right.
So is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
35 minutes.
Yeah, that's alright episode. I'm pleased with that.
Yeah, are you going to carry on mumbling a bit?
Yeah.
Right, so anyway, that's the end of episode 41.
Yeah.
Next week we'll be back with episode 42.
And from the looks of things, it's going to start getting better because we're getting out
games
of summer.
Games released.
Yes.
Games.
Because if there's no games and there's no letters, then there's no GamerCast. It's just two people talking about stuff.
Well, yeah, speaking of letters, feedback at GamerCast.net, leave feedback on the blog at GamerCast.net, post on portalforums.net, send us audio letters. We demand an audio letter, even if it's something really stupid.
I know something. You know something?
Oh my god.
Yeah, watch out. You know that post you had on the forums of people's PC setups? And you know, I said I was going to take a picture of my new PC setup.
Oh yeah.
People out there, what I wouldn't mind to see is your gaming setups.
Yeah, we'll have a competition. Whoever's got the best setup gets their picture posted on GamerCast.net.
Yeah, we will actually put it on GamerCast because we don't put any pictures on there ever, pretty much. So we will actually put that.
We never have, I don't think.
No, we haven't. So we will actually put your picture of your setup. So it could either be PC or console or both. If you have, like, with Paul's got his widescreen monitor like I do, you know, you can plug a console into it. So you've got your Xbox 360 sat next to your monitor and your PC and everything like that. If it's a couple of photos because it's too spread out, then fair enough. Or if you want to send in a picture of your PC setup and your console setup, go straight ahead. We will even accept it if you're weird and you have put your console in your car. Not guaranteed you're going to win, but we wouldn't mind to see it if you have put your console in your car.
Hey, so that's the new GamerCast competition.
One extra thing. I will accept any pictures of handheld consoles.
I won't.
But handheld, we want to see some really cool place that you play it. So I want to see the comfy place you play
in the bog.
No pictures of people naked, though. If you play in the bath, you've got to sit in the bath with no water with your clothes on. I want to see that.
Woohoo.
But yeah, we want to see pictures, and whoever sends in the best picture, we'll get it posted. So come on, people, post. Because if no one posts and there's only one person posts, and that person will be the winner and they can have their picture on GamerCast. So,
and I'm gonna you know, enter mine, because my setup rocks.
Yeah, I'll put in mine as well.
Mine beats yours, sir.
I don't think we should be part of the contest, but we'll have it there as a...
I mean, I'm gonna compete in my own contest.
We're the judges.
Exactly. That's a good thing.
No, we'll put ours on if need be.
Anyway, I can't win at the moment. Look at all this mess. Look, a CD there and a microphone there.
So we'll probably put both of ours on there as the people that run the show, their setups, onto the website.
Try and beat mine.
And then the winner can go on with ours as well. So we'll have three pictures up there. Winner and ours. And I would say that's it for this week.
Well, hey.
That works really well.
So that means see you next week.
Yeah. Laters.